Talk Radio.
Now tuned in to the mother and greatest.
Right. Yeah, I'm like an accidental connoisseur, you know what I'm saying? Like a connoisseur with ADD. Yeah, but I do like my stuff, and I do like my things. I also like my women, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Black ball. I like my steaks extra rare, yeah. Like my women extra rare, yeah. I wanna keep two like dunks, baby. I'm just trying to get a pair. Ha, this is season for some reasoning, yeah. This is tasty, has some seasoning, yeah. To the Cape, it was scenic then, ha. On the vineyard every season since. Every time I spit, it's flatline. Your little baby's going down, it's your nap time. They've been sleeping for a fortnight, playing Fortnite. I'm here to bring more light than a porch light. Gentle on your eyes, like a soft light. I see you virgins coming round in your off-white. Like we all in school for fashion. But this ain't FIT, baby, I'm a man of action.
Yes, that was a little bit of something from Black Bobby. You know, Leisha and I here on Let's Chat, we have such a rich music library. So I try to just give a little bit of props, you know, on our Tuesday nights. You don't get to hear much of my music library on Tuesday night, but that was just a little bit of Black Bobby. Once again, you are listening to Let's Chat Sports. My name is Miss Tony, and I got the one and only partner in sports in the studio with me. Hey, Jazz, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's happening, baby? What's the word? What you got? What you got?
I was just giving our audience a little taste of our music. You know, I got to remember to do that every once in a while because we have so much in our inventory. I mean, people send us music, and it's just so much. So I do try to give it a little bit of spin on Tuesday night. Sometimes I forget, but we do it on our Let's Chat with Leisha and I, because, you know, she sets the music up. I just listen and sing and dance to it.
Word up. Well, the joint was hot. Word up. The joint was real hot.
That's just one of two that we have in his arsenal. So, Jazz, how are you doing this Tuesday evening? Welcome to Let's Chat Sports once again. We come to you live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. We talk that talk on all things sports. But, Jazz, I just got to say, this past weekend, it was like sports heaven. How did you feel about it?
Yo, it was crazy. I want to say, I apologize to you and to the listeners for last week. Last week, I listened to the show last week, and mm-hmm. The show was, my part of the show was a piece of shit. So I promise you, Keith, I will never, ever come in halfway like that. That was disgusting. Like, I apologize, real talk. Never, what would never happen again, I promise you. So, yeah.
I had you, no worries. We're team here.
Yeah, you had me. Word is born, because I needed help last week. That was terrible. Terrible. So, yeah.
If you hadn't said anything, no one would have known. We good.
Won't happen no more, dude. But yeah, we in the middle of something spectacular right now. You got WNBA, NBA, baseball, hockey. And here's the thing. Here's the most important piece that I don't think a lot of people realize. Diana Taurasi, WNBA. Diana Taurasi is close to scoring 9,000 points in her career. She is the leading scorer in the WNBA history. Like, not Lisa Leslie, not Candace Parker, not Tina Thompson, not none of them. It's Diana Taurasi. Beast, straight beast. She out for 46 weeks right now with a fractured sternum, but when she come back, she's going to break the record. I mean, she's going to score a 9,000 point. That is incredible. Yo, I just wanted to salute her for that. That is incredible. You know, and still playing. Because everybody besides Candace, I mentioned, is retired. She's still playing at a high level at that. So,
I'm glad you brought up the women's basketball, because I caught a little bit of snippet this past weekend on how it actually got started, you know, like all the great women that played basketball collegiately before it was even started, where they had nowhere to go other than overseas. So I really want to catch the full episode of it. I only caught a little bit of it towards the end, you know, with Reggie Miller's sister, Sharon Miller. So it looked very interesting. Coop, I mean, that was a must-watch TV for the sports fan, and especially women, you know, because at that time, before the Professional Basketball League for Women was established, we really had nowhere to go.
No, not at all.
Once college ended, you know,
yep,
other than overseas.
You go overseas. And the biggest thing about it
was...
So
I did want to catch that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that the biggest... I'm not saying it's disrespectful. I'm not. But the NBA... had to kind of, I hate to say it, they created the WNBA kicking and screaming, but I don't think that at first they really understood the value of it until they started seeing the results after the first two or three seasons. The first two or three seasons was rough, but in the NBA, they just recently got profitable off of the WNBA portion of their business model. But when they started seeing the impact on society, on the women's side of it, where college, some of these great college players, the Lisa Leslies, the Tina Thompsons, all of them beasts that came through UConn, and they get to stay in the state and not have to go overseas. Was really important.
Right.
That was a really big deal.
Right. And you know something, Jazz, I think it would have gone even further, you know, when athletes such as Kobe, you know, LeBron, and I think it would have gone even further. Unfortunately, Kobe's not here, because that was on his horizon. You know, he respected the women's portion of the NBA. You know, he really did, and he had some great things in store that he wanted to do. And a lot because he had daughters. You know, he had daughters that were interested in the game.
He had three girls.
So,
no doubt.
Yeah. So I know it would have gotten even more recognition, because we see just recently how they're treated as opposed to their men counterparts.
Yeah.
And it's just so unfortunate.
Yeah.
So they do have value, and it's going to be a great thing when their value is fully recognized and appreciated.
Well, you know, it's funny, because watching the Liberty play the Chicago Wings, I think. Mm-hmm. The Chicago Wings. They played this weekend on the YES Network. I checked it out. Yo, the WNBA game, very fundamentally sound. That game, and it's free-flowing. I like the WNBA game. That was the first time I really checked it out in a while, but I liked it. It was cool. I watched the whole game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Just watched the whole WNBA game. Kudos.
Yeah, I liked it. It was pretty cool. I'm going to try to catch it. They just started the year. I mean, and the New York Liberty are 4-1. I think they have the best record in the league. They looking real good.
Did you say New York Liberty?
New York Liberty.
Sure. I heard.
Need to check them out. They look real good.
They do look great. You know, when you usually open up Let's Chat Sports with some boxing, any boxing news on the horizon you want to share with our listening audience?
Well, we had the fight this weekend. It was a great fight between Josh Taylor and what's the old boy name? Oh, Josh Taylor and Ramirez. Great fight. It was for the Undisputed Championship at 140, which is junior welterweight. It was a great fight. It went the distance. Mm-hmm. Josh Taylor won. But most people, it was on ESPN, but a lot of people didn't watch it. I was reading articles, and there were several people like, yo, the promotion was nothing on that fight because nobody really tuned into it. It was a great fight. It was a great fight. And then for anybody who is not aware, Errol Spence is going to fight Manny Pacquiao in August, either August or September, if I'm not mistaken. It might be August, I think. Either August or September, one or two. That's going to be a big fight. That and, of course, by now everybody has heard about Wilder fighting Fury in July. I think it's July. Either July or September. There's some good fights coming on this weekend. No UFC this weekend. There was UFC last weekend. There's no UFC this weekend, so it's just boxing. You got Devin Haney fighting this weekend. Should be a great fight on the pay-per-view. I'm not sure if he's fighting on pay-per-view. He might be fighting on the Zone. I'm not sure. And then there's a fight coming on Saturday night on ESPN. So some good fights coming up. But that fight Saturday, great fight. Great fight. And UFC was great, as always.
But it looks like it has some good boxing fights coming up this summer between July and September. We just got to get those dates narrowed down for those that are interested. You know, Jazz,
keep us up to date on what's going on with that. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, Jazz, when we last was together, the
you really
want to
do that? We can do that, but I'm telling you, you really want to do that?
We're going to go there. We're going to top the show off with it, because that's all that's going on. That's all I hear all day, every day, other than the Aaron Rodgers story. I mean, that just goes back and forth. You know,
That's crazy.
I don't even know how to follow that anymore.
He ain't going nowhere. They're not going to trade him. He ain't going nowhere. We could do this real quickly. Aaron Rodgers is not going anywhere. The Packers are not going to trade him, and they're going to probably pay him $50 million to stay, and he's going to take the money. Done. Hurt feelings are done. No more hurt feelings. $50 million will settle all the hurt feelings.
Oh, that'll settle some feelings, all right.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's what I see on the horizon.
Let's pivot a little bit to golf. You know, I recently still got into golf because that's my husband's sport of choice. You know, if it wasn't for him, I would not watch a golf game. You know, he's the one that really got me to understand the game, because that was never really my forte. You know, I like the round ball, the football, you know. So I've only recently gotten into the basketball, the football, baseball. But I recently just got into golf, you know. So we had a win in this. Did you get to see any of that game? Do you even say golf game? I don't even know the lingo.
Yeah, I didn't see much of the I think that was the PGA Championship, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
I think, if I'm not mistaken. But I think Phil Nicholson won, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. So he was the first 50-year-old to win.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. I can't really watch golf. I'm like you. I'm trying to get into golf. I hit some balls. I got some
right.
clubs. You know, I realized that, you know, I'm trying to get into it. I'm actually going to play a game this summer. I'm actually going to go to the actual links and actually play a game. But right now, I'm still at the driving range hitting the ball. But
I've
seen a little bit of it.
Range, right?
Yeah. I'm definitely an infant. I'm crying right now. So, but I mean, I saw the Nicholson one, which was great for him.
I
can't watch. I didn't really watch it because I can't watch it. It's so there's no.
I know.
Drag.
I think it's the excitement. I think I watch it more when Tiger's playing. But yeah, somebody wants to weigh in on what we're talking about, so we're gonna bring in 973-517. Hello, welcome to Let's Chat Sports. What's your name and where you calling from?
Good evening, y'all. Gibbs calling from Jersey.
Hey, Gibbs, what's happening?
Hey, Gibbs.
Who y'all going for? How are y'all? I want to know who y'all going for the boxing match, okay? I want Deontay to win. That's just how I feel.
I'm sorry, baby. It's not going to happen, man.
I don't care. I'm telling you. That's
I'm
who
sorry.
I'm going for.
I'm sorry. I mean, if you want to lay down, if you want to lay some less chat dollars
angry.
On it, we can do that.
He's going to win.
He's not going to win.
Y'all know that. He is so mad. Like,
no. I don't know that. He's not going to win.
He's going to let all his anger out and win.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, so you truly believe, because you know he fired Mark Breland. So
I feel like he's going to win. That's just how I feel.
Why do
I'm
you feel like
he's
going to win?
Because I just told you he have a point to prove. He's upset. Come on, not trying to be funny. A black man angry, like, it's over. Like, that's it.
No.
That's how I feel.
No, angry black men usually go to jail. So what we're going to do, if he comes out
mm-hmm.
and X the suit of 100 pounds with battery packs and all that on his back, he might go to distance. But, yeah, Deontay is not winning that fight.
Well,
not
I'm going for him. I don't care. Everybody can say it. I'm still going for him.
I'm not
That's
mad
just
at
me.
You,
I go for the underdog. That's why I'm a Giants fan. I don't care.
Yeah, you know, you New Yorkers. I love the underdog. That's cool. I'm not.
And
even,
I have to watch, you know, some WNBA games. I was listening to y'all because New York Liberty always been my team. I went to a few of their games too, but I had stopped watching for a minute. I haven't been watching basketball a lot. Period. I've just been so stuck on football, but I'm going to get back into it because I really love basketball. Like, that's my favorite sport to play. Oh, let me say something. Speaking of football,
uh-huh.
y'all
uh-huh.
see that uh-huh. High school have a flag football? Like, I'm hurt because I wanted to play, and now I done graduated years ago, and now they have it. You see that? I can't believe this.
Somebody got in there.
But, Jim, you know, they have flag football league for adults.
For high school?
No, they're for adults. You might be able to play on an adult squad. Okay,
but still, I wanted to start high school being good and then, you know, working my way up. Like, I think that's cool that they have this now.
Yeah, well, you know, my son played flag football at the Y.
Okay.
He was in high school, but he didn't really like contact, so flag football was for him. You know,
okay.
So, I mean, flag football, good. It gives you great hand-eye coordination. And I like it. Like I said, I played in the league for a few years. I didn't play the last couple of years. So, you should join the league. And, you know, you'll be good.
I'm
it's
up
different
in age
when you
now.
Start at school.
That's
yeah, it's
what I'm
different
saying.
When
I was
you
so
start
in
school. In
high school. Please. I was in the best shape ever.
Gives you, they got,
Before
they
I
got,
leave, let me tell y'all, I want to hate on LeBron. I don't care because I'm a LeBron hater. I know Miss Tony and the Green, they like LeBron. Do you like him, Mr. Jazz?
I mean, he's very skillful. I'm not a LeBron guy, but I give him props. I give him props.
I'm not
going to
say he's garbage, but he's not the GOAT, and that's why I was upset with him. I still don't like it, and I was watching a video again today, him thinking he the GOAT, please. No.
Well, you know, GOAT is relative. It depends on what year.
Mr. Jazz, let's be honest, though. This is my really how I feel. He cannot be the greatest player of all time because you forgetting about the greats that came before him, and I keep telling people this. Like, even – and I'm a Kobe Bryant fan, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when they compare them to. Like, stop doing that because I feel like at the end of the day, LeBron gets his game from both of them, Kobe and Jordan. Like, that's what he learned from them with his idols or whatever growing up. You're not the greatest. I don't care.
Well, I mean, you have to, like I said, when you're talking about GOATs, it depends on every era has a GOAT. I mean, whether it's Wilt Chamberlain, whether it's Bill Russell, whether it's Pete Maravich, mm-hmm. whether it's George Gervin, whether it's Dr. J, whether it's Moses Malone, everybody has their Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. I can go on and on.
But,
and
look, we know they're good, but even people – let always say, like, they don't go advertising and bragging about saying it because, you know, they let the fans do the talking. About LeBron, I'm a LeBron hater because he's too cocky. Like, he makes me sick. I'm not trying to be funny. Like, that's the part that pisses me off. And I'm a Lakers fan in real life since I was a little girl. Magic Johnson, all of them, you know, growing up watching all of them. Shaq, Kobe, all this. Soon LeBron came, it's like, I don't even want to watch them no more. Like, I don't care about him.
But that's a good point.
That's the reason why I feel like he's garbage because he got to go on all these different teams chasing the ring. Why you can't be like great people and stay on one team? I'm just saying.
But Sonya, what
it's
you say
a
about
good
that?
Point you bring up. It's, I like the point that you bring up that every era has a GOAT. That's so true. And the thing that I have a problem with is that why does it come down to these two players to be a GOAT? Why can't everyone just appreciate the greatness of their game individually and collectively? You know, that's the only thing when I hear people start talking about LeBron and Jordan, because like Gibbs says, there were so many greats even before Jordan, and he even made mention of them. You know, so I think the point that you said that every era has a GOAT is so key. And, I mean, arguments are started over the LeBron and Jordan. I mean, friends become enemies over LeBron and Jordan. It's just
yeah, that's
amazing.
How I'm feeling when all y'all be sweating LeBron. Make me sick.
I mean, it's
like, it
passionate up
me,
in
y'all.
There.
You're
it not
really
alone.
Yeah, I'm
you're
serious.
Not alone.
Because you see how even when they asked Jordan, he was honest. Like, I like his answer. He said, you know what? I can't say I'm the greatest mm-hmm. because I didn't play against the greatest. You know, it's other great people, legends and stuff that he didn't play against. That's really how I feel. Like, period, even if LeBron feels this way, like, you didn't play against Kobe and, I mean, Jordan for you to say that you better than him or whatever. Like, I don't know. It just pisses me off. I'm just mm-hmm. say it, keep it like that. I'm a LeBron hater. And I'm not a hater, y'all. Like, I don't hate on people, but I feel like he the only person I hate on.
Yes, I just sent you the video that she's talking about. She sent that to me earlier. I just sent it to you,
okay.
Jazz, to get a chance. I don't know if you've seen it, but I can hear it in Jazz's voice. Don't you, Jazz? I mean, I used to be a LeBron. I don't hate is like such a passionate word. You know, I'm trying not to use that word, but I disliked him when he dissed us. But I do. I've come to respect his game. You know, I respect what he does off the court even more. You know, especially when it
well,
pertains to children and education.
Yes, that part I like, the giving back and all that. I mm-hmm. respect that about him. But other than that, mm-hmm. As I don't care for him. I'm not a fan.
You're not
nope.
a fan. Well,
let
him
know. No, I don't want to show his sneakers, none of that. Mm-mm. Nope.
No sneakers, mm-mm. no show. Let the record show.
Nothing. Nope.
Gibbs is
nope.
not a LeBron lover.
And even I'm for real, when I be looking at him, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm like, come on, look at his number, 23. Like, you really want to be like, Mike, get out of here.
She took it to the number, Jazz. She took it to the number.
Yeah,
what does the degree say about
yeah.
that when you guys talk about it?
No, he know I got to leave him alone, too, because it make me mad. I got to walk away. I can't believe he – I think he do that on purpose to upset me. Because me and Monty, we don't like on LeBron. He with LeBron
Mommy
by himself.
Mommy either?
No.
Oh, no, not Mommy, too.
And, wow. You know, usually they like the same team, but they can't agree with that, liking him together. Mm-mm.
Mommy got a Jordan line, kid. I love calling her Mommy. Well, I'm glad you guys could still be family and have difference of opinions on y'all players. That's what it's all about, because that's what sports allows us to do. You know, we all have different tastes, and we just the love of sports brings us all together, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, like, I that's why I was cheering for the Steelers, because I swear we was going to have the biggest Super Bowl party. I was ready, but didn't work out like that.
Oh, Mr. Green Steelers. So sad about that. He may be still in his feelings about that, but it's a new season coming, so let's get those feelings on the back burner and get ready for this upcoming season.
Yeah.
So okay, I see good things for the
I have to say. Let me go listen, okay?
Well,
let me go on mute.
Okay. Well, Gibbs, you know, we always appreciate when you join us here on Tuesday night. So thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, y'all.
All right, Gibbs.
Good night. You can hear the passion in her voice when she talks about Mr. LeBron James, Jazz, don't you?
Yeah, man. You know, everybody has an opinion. I mean, that's why we're all call fans. We all have an opinion, but I mean, let me ask you a question: How do you feel about the play-in portion of the playoffs? I know a lot of people have been debating that a lot. How do you feel about it?
I actually enjoyed it. I don't know if it's because it's the novelty of it, but I actually enjoyed it. You know, you got to see teams really play at the end instead of just sitting down and like these games are irrelevant. You know, those. It's a full season, so the players should play a full season. And if it was not for the play-in, I don't feel that those players would have been given the fans or just given the sport the respect that it needs and deserves without playing hard to the very end. So that's just my take on it. But how do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, you look at what happened. Look on the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. Normal playoff format, the Warriors are eighth, Minnesota's and Memphis is just playing out the stream. No, they can't go to the playoffs because they're ninth seed. With this, not only Memphis played in, and now you have the ninth seed as an eight. Because they beat the Warriors in the play-in game. So it keeps fans, not only players, but it also keeps fans engaged. So if you were a fan and you were a fan of Memphis, then you was all in, too, with your team. If you was a Laker fan, you were still all in because they played in the play-in game. They had to beat the Warriors to play in. If you were a fan of any of the play-in teams, you were in and you were rooting for your team. So I feel really good. I feel like, and I told a few people, I said, the fact that Memphis is an AFC shows that the play-in kind of works. It works.
And look, they're one up. They're one up, Jazz.
Yeah, but I don't think that they can.
You know?
Well, if Donovan comes back for game two, which I would assume he will, he comes back for game two, I think Donovan will. With Donovan, even though I love Ja Morant, I love what he's doing, I love their young nucleus, but I think that the Jazz is just too much. When Donovan Mitchell was playing.
Well, you know, he was upset that he wasn't allowed to play.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get that. Yeah, but I don't know, Jazz. I mean, I was listening to ESPN either today or yesterday when it first came out that he was displeased with not being able to play. And the reason that they said is, you know, you have these trainers, you have these doctors, and he had a private trainer, not necessarily one from the team. So the correspondence and the correlation and the togetherness that you usually have between a hurt player and the team is the conduit for the, you know, how the player is doing gets kind of lost when this is a private person. So that could have played a key role as well as why he was not allowed to play, because they don't really see the improvement. They don't really have a handle firsthand on the improvement. So that was kind of interesting that was brought up. But like you said, he might be outplayed tomorrow.
They play tomorrow.
I think the Grizzlies, they play tomorrow. So we shall see.
No, I can
since
see
he's made it known.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He'll be playing tomorrow.
I love watching Ja Morant play. I mean, he just brings something to the game. You know, he made that game exciting. He made that play-in game against the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man,
yeah.
He showed up and showed out.
You know who else couldn't be stopped? Yeah. Trae Young against the Knicks. He couldn't be stopped.
Man. Oh, see? See, why you had to go right there? Right there.
Well, we're talking about players who in their game seem unstoppable. And Trae Young seemed unstoppable and made the winning shot.
Trae Young is a gnat that just needs to be swatted. Yeah, I said it about your
that's right.
Trae Young.
The funniest part of the whole game for me was watching the mood swings of
oh, man. Don't get me going on Spike Lee. I think he needs to be moved back a couple of rows because he gets these opposing players riled up, and we don't need that. He could be detrimental to the team at times.
I mean, ever since Reggie Miller.
Oh, man. I was thinking about
that
today.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, Spike, I mean, just. I mean, I think this is going to be a great series, like I told you. But like I said at the end, I just don't think the Knicks, which they ran into in game one, they just don't have enough scoring. I mean, when you got 27 from Burke, and those are 27 that was unexpected.
Right.
I just don't think that they have enough scoring. That means every guy has got to have their A game for y'all to be competitive. And they won, but remember, if you watch the game, Atlanta missed a lot of shots, and they had a lot of turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
If they clean up the game, they win by 10. But I think game two.
But you know something? Game two is it's a must win for the Knicks. But I just want to say, you know, even my daughter, she was like, "Mommy, do the Knicks play?" And I'm like, "What do you ask about the Knicks for?" She's like, "I watched the game, and it was actually interesting." I'm like, since when you watch a game on your own? You know, even she's watching the game. I mean, but this combination, the 4-5 on the East between the Knicks and the Hawks is must-see TV. I mean, they're so well – they have so much in common, but unfortunately, the Hawks have more talent than the Knicks does. But the talent – the grit of the Knicks got them to this point, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, where they are today is based on the grit and the team of the, you know, the grit of the whole team. Now, the Knicks were missing that physicality on Sunday that got them to this point as well. You know, they allowed the Hawks for their layups, those floaters that Young were just throwing up, you know. So we need to crash the boards. We need to challenge Clint Capella because he is leading the league, and we all saw why he is the leader in that category. You know, So there's no stopping him without Mitchell Robinson there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to clog up the middle. I mean, if anything, this is when we most needed Mitchell Robinson. I mean, Gibson and Nerlens, I always get his name, Nerlens Noel.
Yeah,
covered
Noel,
for him most of the season, but he is questionable for tomorrow. You know, he may not even be here. He ain't to play tomorrow.
Noel might be. Yeah, he might not play.
So it's going to be interesting. This is a series that could go to distance, I think.
So let me get you. Okay, so you think that Knicks Atlanta go 7?
Mm-hmm. Between six and seven, I think so.
Okay, so give me your point of view on the Sixers and the Wizards.
Well, you know, I'm not a Sixer fan.
Okay.
Let's just put that out there. And that was another series that I was interested in watching because of the I don't want to say, like I was telling Gibbs, I don't want to say hatred, but controversy between Westbrook and Embiid, you know. So that is interesting. But I'm rooting for the underdog. You know, I go for the underdog. I'm going with the Wizards, even though they come going up against the big, I'm still hoping that they pull something off. Just to keep it interesting. I just want to see competitiveness.
Okay. I mean,
feel about that series?
Well, I mean, I think the Sixers, they won the first game by six, and seven, actually. Mm-hmm. And I think that I think Philly just had too much size for them. I don't think that it's a bad matchup for Washington. They have too much size for them. It's basketball. It's a size game. So,
but sometimes when you play small, you know, there's some surprises in there.
Yeah, They may win a game. It's too small. They're probably.
I don't see them winning more than two.
Yeah, I give them a game. They'll win a game. I think they'll be out in five. So what about Bucks and the Heat? What do you think?
Oh, man, the Bucks, the Heat got blown out. I think it was last night.
I watched that game, but I was just like, I'm good.
I didn't think it would be that bad between those two, but somebody didn't show up last night.
Yeah, it was bad. I was like, wow, it's bad. Wow, they going out.
But game one was pretty good, Jazz. You saw game one.
Yes. But you know, you can't. You know, if you're going to steal a game, you have to do what the Grizzlies did. You have to get them in game one, and that was the Heat's chance, and they lost by two. I mean, that's the game you want to steal. Now,
and that's,
like I said,
they
may win one at
right.
home, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And home court advantage is now taken, but that's what happened with the Knicks and the Hawks. They stole that first game, so now it's like I said earlier. Tomorrow's game is must-win for the Knicks. But, you know, I'm just excited that we're even in this position to say we're in the game.
So what do you think about the Nets and the Celtics?
Oh, man. Right now they're getting blown out, 71-47.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me just say this. You know how I feel about the Nets, and you know how I always say this is a Knicks team. The Nets are projected to all the sports pundits to be the champions of the season. But yet, the Knicks just get in. I mean, we're fortunate to be in the fourth seed. But what's the talk out of the two teams coming out of New York? It's not the Nets. It's the Knicks. So the Nets are, like, projected, but where is the – like this game with the Celtics. I only watch it because I'm only watching the score. I'm not even watching the game. You know, it's like that. They didn't even fill up their full stadium before the game one. Game two, I haven't even heard about. But you don't hear about the Nets because, okay, they win it. If they don't, they don't. You understand what I'm saying? So it's always secondary with the Nets. Not that I'm a Nets hater. I'm just not a Nets fan. Does that make sense?
It makes it, yes. Yes. Well, part of it is the Nets are not going to struggle with the Celtics. The Knicks are going to struggle with Atlanta. They're going to lose to Atlanta.
You know,
whereas the Nets are going to sweep the Celtics. That's different.
You know, it's just like the first of 16 wins. Now, this is the second of 16 wins to get to the point where they have to be to win the championship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is, without Jaylen Brown, if Jaylen Brown was playing, that'd be a different team. But no Jaylen Brown,
nobody's,
let's be clear. If you are, no disrespect, but the Knicks-Atlanta series is a more competitive, compelling series than the Nets and Boston. Nobody's paying $150, $200 to watch the Nets play Boston without Jaylen Brown.
Right.
It's not competitive.
Right.
No, I'll save that money for the second round when they actually play somebody competitive. When they play the Bucks, the Barclays will be full and there'll be people out in the street watching it. But not the Celtics.
I think that's true.
But,
I think that's so true. And actually, Jazz, just to go a step further, they can even rest some of their big three, honestly.
They will.
You know,
will
if when there's a blowout like that, you know, just for lack of not wanting to get anybody injured, you know. So there's no reason for them to – I mean, 71-47 at halftime?
Well,
they can even rest
they'll
the next,
rest some guys.
Start of the next
they'll
court.
Rest some guys in the second half. And then in Boston – Boston will come out hard because they'll be at home. If the Nets win that game three, then they'll probably rest everybody game four and just be like, whatever.
It's a wrap.
So let me ask you about the West Coast. So
West Coast.
Do you think Memphis has a shot against the Jazz without Donovan Mitchell? Because I'm assuming we both agree that with Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz win. Are we in agreement?
You mean with Donovan? You mean
with Donovan
him,
Mitchell,
they win.
Yes, they win easily.
Right.
Do we agree with
that?
You agree with me?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with that.
So now let's say Memphis Jazz without Donovan Mitchell. Does Memphis stand a chance?
They held their own. I mean, they won the first game. So I would say, you know, they're feeling themselves. So they are going to go out and show them that, yeah, we deserve to be in the playoffs just as much as you. Ja Morant, he's just fired up. I mean, the energy that he brings to that team and to that court when he's on the court, it's just, you know, I love watching him play. And he's only, what, 21, 22 years old?
Yeah, 22. Yeah.
So
well,
that would be more competitive.
Well, he also has, if you watch the first game, the biggest thing about what Morant was doing was he was also dishing to Valachunas. Valachunas outplayed Gobert. So if they could keep that up, without Donovan, they stand a really good shot.
That pick and roll, that pick and roll is key there. But I think it could be pretty competitive if Donovan is not in the lineup.
Yeah, because Conley can't hold Morant. He can't hold him.
No.
He can't hold him. And then my man, the other guard, showed up in game one, too. Brooks. Brooks showed up. And that was a big
deal.
Oh, Brooke.
Yeah. Devin Brooks
showed up.
And, oh, man.
When Brooks showed up, yeah, it was a problem, for real. When he started hitting shots, even in the first half, it was a problem. It was a problem.
Yeah, it was a
so,
big problem.
So what about Trailblazers and the Nuggets?
The Trailblazers and the Nuggets. I didn't watch much of that game. I don't know. That's just I didn't watch much of that game, so I don't have any highlights for that. So do you have something that you want to share on that?
Well, let me tell you. Game one, Portland put on that ass. I ain't gonna lie. Dame was hot. Dame was hot. Powell was hot. McCollum got hot. It was yo. They was hitting them. They was hitting them. Real talk. Game two.
That was the last game that night. That was the late game, right? So I didn't really get to see that game. I fell asleep.
Yeah, they're always late games. Yeah, they're probably always gonna be a late game. And then in game two, the Nuggets figured some things out because they played Nurkic. Then they played Aaron Gordon. They put Aaron Gordon on Damian Lillard. Aaron Gordon 6'10". Dame had a hard time shooting over. And then the Nuggets just start running. With Murray, Jokic, Nurkic, Murray, Porter start running, Aaron Gordon start running. But Aaron Gordon in the post game, he said, "My main job for this series is to stop Damian Lillard." He didn't say it, but he said it. I want to see how Dame comes back in game three. Like, yo, you think you're going to stop me for real? Yeah, I'll just start shooting from half court. Stop that.
So I think that's the only series that's tied up, Jazz, if I'm not mistaken. That's 1-1.
I want to see that. So what about, all right, so what do you think about the Lakers and the Suns?
Okay, I did watch that game. Just a little bit on that game. You know, with the new acquisition of Drummond, I think he kind of changed the dynamics of that team. You know, he kind of clogs the lane up. You know, he kind of makes the team stagnant when he's on the court, and they don't look as cohesive as they did pre-Drummond. I don't know if I'm imagining that, but he doesn't really space the court for AD to do what AD does. Now, I may be reading too much into it. I don't know. What is your take on that?
I think that what the Lakers tried to do, which makes sense, because Phoenix runs small. They tried to run big. So they tried to run Drummond, Davis, and LeBron. Now, the problem you have is Davis got bad feet. I mean, Drummond got bad feet. So he doesn't do well with movement. Davis, I don't know, maybe he's still a little tweaked out or whatever. I don't know. But in game one, he didn't look aggressive. So I don't think that they'll go big in game two. It depending on how Chris Paul comes out, they're gonna probably run their normal five. Their front line is probably gonna be LeBron, Kuzma, and Davis at the five. And I think that they'll run that. I think that they'll beat Phoenix, but it's gonna go six in my opinion. Just me myself.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron's gonna get all the calls, and he's gonna turn it on and off, and that's great. But in game one, the one thing that we do know is that no guard on the Lakers can stop Devin Booker. We know that. I don't care who you put on. He was killing them all. You put Caruso on him.
Yeah.
He was standing him down, shooting over him. You put Kuzma on him, he was taking him to the hole. But when Paul plays, when Paul plays, Booker doesn't have to handle the ball. He just has to put off a screen. So Paul playing is really significant for them.
Right.
So we'll see. But what do you think about the last game, of course? Mavericks, Clippers.
Oh, man, that was a surprise. I don't know why the Clippers didn't. Remember we were talking last week how I had said the Clippers really sat out not playing hard that last game? And I think that it was due to them not wanting to face the Lakers. So it's like, be careful what you wish for. And I think that was a prime example of they should have been careful of who they were. They thought they were going to just gloss over the Mavs, you know? So the Mavericks showed out.
The Mavs are dangerous, man. Because if Porzingis is good, if Porzingis shows up, Luka could do. Luka is a matchup nightmare for the Clippers.
Oh yes.
But
oh yes. As long as the unicorn stays healthy, that's going to be an interesting matchup to watch.
Well, here's the thing. Think about it. The biggest problem with the Clippers is, what is Chris Paul? I mean, I don't know. I didn't look at the line, but I'm gonna look up what was what's his name? Line.
Who?
Not Kawhi, my man.
Paul George. Paul George.
Yes.
George.
I would like to know. I would love to know what his line was that game. Because.
Look it up right quick.
Because if he doesn't show up, the Clippers are going to lose in five if he don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to show up.
Yeah.
You don't have Harrell no more.
He definitely has to show up.
Now, a lot of people, they didn't like Durant going to Golden State. That's whatever. But again, Harrell left the Clippers and went to the Lakers. To me, that's important because you lose Harrell, which means that now Lou Williams is
that
playing
was a
in Atlanta
loss,
now.
Too.
So now Lou Williams is playing in Atlanta, and Harrell now plays across the street. So Paul George has to show up.
Yeah, he had 23 points, 5 assists, and 6 rebounds.
Wait, what was it? Can you look up his field goal percentage for me? I mean, his field goal.
His field goal. Okay, let me
pick
up. He played a lot. He played most of that game. He played 40 minutes, you know? So it's not showing me what his stats was. I have to look a little deeper.
Okay, I have to look it up.
Here it is. I got it.
Would he shoot field goal?
Oh, no, it's just team.
Because, I mean, if he doesn't show up, then the Clippers lose, point blank.
Has to show up, right?
Because you're going to get the bench scoring out of Reggie Jackson. He does what Lou Williams did, but the problem is, if Paul can't give you 30 or more, they can't win.
At least a double-double.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I need points because Dallas is going to score points. I need at least 25. If you want to double, I want 25 and 10. But George is not a big rebounder. Never has been.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he needs to he got to show up.
He
got to
score.
Simple.
He got to show up. And I think that's a major problem when the Clippers struggle is because he didn't show up, you know, and they're one of their big two. So you got to
look
contribute.
In game one,
that's what you were brought there for.
And here's the reason why I say he got to score, because in game one they lost by 10.
Exactly.
It's not like they lost by 4 or 5. They lost by 10.
Right.
Come on, man. You got to – we need points. Because
right.
Dallas is going to score. Because they can't stop Luka.
No.
They can't stop Luka.
There's not many people that can stop him.
Yeah, there's not – yeah, you need a team concept if you're going to stop Luka. But when you got
Porzingis
playing well, it's hard, man. And then Tim Hardaway Jr. showing up, it's hard, man.
And I think that no
disrespect to New York, because if you had Porzingis and you kept Tim Hardaway, you don't have Randle, and you probably don't have Derrick Rose, but.
Mm-hmm.
Them two dudes, when they playing,
they
put up numbers.
Yeah, well, Hardaway's contract was just so astronomical. It was just ridiculous. And Porzingis wanted out, so why keep someone that doesn't want to be here?
I agree.
For the Knicks to be able to, you know, drop that Hardaway's numbers off the payroll, that was key.
Absolutely.
So, Debbie, we have like a minute and a half left. So, it looks like the Nets are going to get game two tonight. I can't remember who else is playing tonight. Was there someone else playing tonight?
Yeah,
there's a game later on.
I think Portland and Nuggets play tonight. But did you, since we only have a minute left, did you hear that the Pelicans are not really happy with Van Gundy? The players don't seem to be happy with Van Gundy.
No, I haven't heard that.
Said that,
I'm not surprised, but I had heard grumblings of that before during the season as well, though, Jazz. I don't know if you had heard that, but I guess it's escalated since the season is over.
I mean, but the thing is, does Zion and Ingram like him? That's the question.
I can't remember what the scenario was with those two, but it had been some grumbling before the six. I just got the notice that we have a minute left.
Well, yeah,
but there
had
been
Lakers play the Suns tonight at 10. They're the second game.
Okay, I thought there was another one.
Yeah. You know, 40 games are 40 nights. So tonight,
right.
So tomorrow, you got three games. You got Washington, Philly, Knicks, Atlanta, and Memphis. And the first two games
Utah.
I mentioned are going to be on TNT.
Utah.
And
mm-hmm.
the Utah-Memphis game is going to be on NBA TV. 40 games are 40 nights.
NBA TV. Right.
Absolutely.
So when you gear up, get your popcorn ready, get your red cup ready, it's on.
Word.
Jazz, Knicks taking game two. I'm putting it out there.
Okay, but they're going to lose the series, so I'm putting that out there.
Whether we lose the series or not, we just happen to be in the conversation.
You should not be happy by just making it. That's not good enough.
Jazz, you know how long it's been since we've been in this position. Okay, we're taking this serious. Now you done got me going. My back is up. I got to go call my guys on the Knicks. So let me go make that phone call.
Well, yeah, call. again, call your son because my man understands, and he's going to tell you, Ma, Knicks going to lose. That's what he's going to tell you.
He actually calls me Mommy. All my kids still call me Mommy. Even my grown sons.
Okay. Then when you call me, they'll be like, Mommy, the Knicks are going to lose, Mommy.
No, he's going to be right there with me. He's going to be right there with me. But we want to thank you guys for joining Jazz and I, talking that talk on all things sports here on Let's Chat Sports. We geared up another night. We got a doubleheader tonight, like Jazz said.
Hold on. Yo, Blake Griffin, I think they just caught a, I think they just caught a flagrant on my descendant from the Boston just now.
What?
They went up for alley-oop. Okay. They went up on alley-oop just now. And no. It was smart. Marcus Smart.
Oh, man. Marcus
went to
block
the ball. And he hit, and he straight, what they call, they didn't call anything. Yo, he straight, his forearm hit Blake Griffin dead in the face.
Ooh,
they didn't even call it.
That's a flagrant.
I thought it was going to be a flagrant.
They didn't call it?
They didn't call it. Let it roll.
Wow.
That would have been
okay,
good
injection.
Night, everybody. I'm sorry.
Like...
I messed up the exit. I'm sorry. No problem.
I'm ready to go watch this game myself. But thank you guys for joining Jazz and I here on Let's Chat Sports. We will be back here next Tuesday at 8 p.m. We're going to have more talk to talk. Make sure you tune in. Good night, everybody.
Word. Good night, baby. Yeah.
Load it.